We'll pick up from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Lamed Zayin, but Aleph, three lines from the top of the page. So says the Mishnah, Hashochet is a Mesukenes. If a person shechts a behemoth that's Mesukenes, an animal that is dangerously ill, that may die at any moment. So basically, what we need to see in the Shechita is certain signs of vitality, because when you shech the animal, you're not sure if you actually killed the animal, or if the animal maybe died a split second before you did the Shechita. Now, if the animal died before you did the Shechita, obviously the animal is an Avela. If you did the killing, though, then the animal is a Shachut and is kosher to eat. So if a person shechts Mesukenes, what signs of vitality do you need to see at the Shechita in order to determine that the Shechita is what killed it? What does the animal need to show as the Shechita is happening, so or after the Shechita happens? It needs to jump, it needs to move both in its hand and in its foot. If it doesn't do that, then you can be certain that it died before, or you can at least be choshesh that it died before the Shechita, and therefore the animal would not be permissible to eat. But if it's tefarchis biyad uberegel, if there's pirchus both in its forelegs and its hind legs, then it's okay. No, you don't need that. All you need is that when you shecht it, the blood should squirt out as the blood does at a certain stage during the shechita process. With a certain amount of force, the blood should come out of the animal. So Rabbi Shimon just adds that according to Rabbi Lazar, that all you need is that the blood has to be zonek, that the blood has to squirt out. If a person shechts the behemoth Mesukenes at night, you don't actually have to see anything while you're shechting it, because there will be simanim the next morning when you check out the room. A night means without any light, either in the dark. There will be simanim the next morning to see if the animal, in fact, was still alive at the time of the Shechita. Just look at the walls of the room and see if blood squirted all over the walls of the room. If there's blood all over the walls of the room, then obviously it was zonic. Obviously it came out with sufficient force to determine that the animal is alive prior to the Shechita. V'chacham omrim, ad shetefarches o biyad o beregel, oh, atcha tekashkesh biznava. The Chacham say, no, you don't need that the animal should move both its hind legs and its forelegs, nor is zinok, is the squirting of the blood with some sort of force, the symbol of an animal that is still alive at the Shechita. Rather, it's the farches, it has to move either with its forelegs or its hind legs, or wag its tail. Any of those signs are signs of vitality that would show that the animal was alive at the time of the Shechita. Echad be'medaka ve'echad be'megasa. Now both the be'medaka and the be'megasa need to show signs in order to make sure that it was not a nevela at the time that you shechted it. Except the signs are a little different in the sense that be'medaka shepashta yada v'lo echzira psula. If a behemoth daka just spreads out one of its arms, one of its legs, without pulling it back again, that is not enough of a sign of vitality. Again, even if you hold like the Chacham that all you need is biyad o beregel, but if the behemoth daka only shows in one direction, it doesn't pull back again, so that is not sufficient. Behemoth gasa would be sufficient, because behemoth gasa is bulkier and has more of a challenge moving around, so a behemoth gasa, apparently that would be enough. But a behemoth daka should be a little more nimble, a little quicker, so it should be able to go in both directions. But all of this is only if you knew in advance that the animal was a Mesukenes. But if the animal looked perfectly healthy at the time of the Shechita, so even if it doesn't have any of these simanim, if you have no reyusa, no reason to assume that the animal would have died before the Shechita, so you don't have to look for any of these simanim, and even if these simanim do not appear, so this animal died a very calm death for whatever reason. It didn't jump, didn't move. That's okay. It's still a kosher animal. It's only when you have such a reyusa, when you have a reason to assume that the behema already was a Mesukenes and may have died prior to the Shechita, that you need to look for these simanim. Now, the Tosos points out, Hashochet is Mesukenes, the lashon of Hashochet implies if you did this b'di'eved, it's still going to be okay. We said if you shecht the mesukenes, as long as it's mefarches, it's still okay. So says Tosos afil lechatchila shari, that even lechatchila you're allowed to shecht the mesukenes. V'nakal doshen di'eved mishum debay lemisni hashet tefarches. And the only reason it says it in a lashon of b'di'eved of hashochet is because it wanted to say hashet tefarches. It wanted to say what would make it mutter. That it would be usher if it's not mefarches. But really, the act of shechita itself is not a lechatchila b'di'evet issue. It's just a question of when you shecht it, can you not eat it? B'di'evet, can you eat it? But the act of shechita itself is completely permissible. There's no reason that you shouldn't be allowed to shecht the animal. So it's a little bit of an unusual comment of Tosfos, because what would the hava amina be that there would be an iser to shecht such an animal? An iser to eat such an animal, memela. That's the whole chiddush of the mission. That's what those are saying. Why taki is in a lashon b'di'evet? But he says from the word hashochet, it would imply that the shechita itself is lashon b'di'evet. Comes Tosos mechadesh that no, the shechita itself meikradin is mutter even lechatchila. So the Achronim ask, the Tiferes Yaakov raises the kasha. What's the hava mina that the shechita itself would be a problem b'di'evet? So the Tiferes Yaakov suggests that one might have thought. It would be a problem lechatchila rather. That one might have thought that it would be a problem to shecht the lechatchila because there's a bracha on shechita. A person makes a birchsa mitzvah on the act of shechita. So I might have thought that you should be choshish that it's going to be a bracha levatala. That if you're not sure if the animal is a mesukenis or not, if the animal dies before the shechita or as a result of the shechita, if it died before the shechita, it will turn out that your bracha was a bracha levatala. So because of the chashash bracha levatala, you shouldn't shecht the lechatchila. Comes along and tells me, no, Hashochet is not only b'di'eved, even the Chachila you're allowed to shecht, you do not need to worry about a brach levatala. Interestingly, though, the Achronim, the Poskim Prima Gadim in Mishpatozov, Yardei Yud Zayin Sivkat and Beis, and also in Sefei Das in Simin Yotes Sivkat and Beis, says that the Chachila person should try their best to avoid any brach levatala issues. So if you have another animal that's not a Mesukenes, best to shecht them together so that your bracha could at least be chal on the other animal. When a shochet shechts several animals, he only makes one bracha on all of the animals that he's shechting at the same time. That's why it's recommended that a shochet, let's say he's shechting 1,000 chickens in a morning, so he should only make one bracha, but he should be careful not to speak in between the shechita of the various animals, because it's going to be a hefsek. The bracha is chal on all of the animals. It's similar to the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch talks about when it comes to bedikas chametz. If you're going to be bodeg 10 different rooms in a house or a few different houses, you make one bracha and then just go from house to house. Now, and you're not supposed to be mafsik in between one and the other. Now, the halacha is that if you are mafsik, you can still, you don't have to make a new bracha because it's not a bracha levatala, rather, because as long as you started after the first bracha, after the bracha was made, then it's okay, even if you haven't finished the job without a hafsik. So over here also by shechita, if a shochet makes a bracha, and then he's mafsik before he shechts the first animal, so that would be no good. That would mean that his bracha was bracha levatala. If he makes a bracha and shechts the first animal, and then is mafsik, it's not going to be bracha levatala, and he can continue to do the shechita. But clearly, no matter how many animals you're shechting, lechatchila, you make one bracha. So that's what the Prima Gadim suggests, that even though the whole chiddush, the way that some of the Achronim understand, the whole chiddush of Tosfos is that you don't have to be worried about bracha levatala over here. Prima Gadim says, yeah, but if you can be worried about bracha levatala, you have a simple way out to ensure that it's not a bracha levatala by shechting several animals, some that are not mesukenes. So that's certainly the best way to go. There is another possible explanation of why it says it in the lashon b'di'eved, even though the chachili are allowed to shecht, because maybe the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, the Gemara on today's Daf, is going to suggest. The whole daf is about how do I know Mesukenes is taka mutter? Where does it say anywhere that Mesukenes is mutter? So the final answer of how I know Mesukenes is mutter, the Gemara says because Yecheskel brags about the fact, not brags, but he mentions the fact that he's such a kadosh v'tahar that he never had a Mesukenes. that he. So you see from the fact that Yecheskel says that this is a mice of precious of kedusha tara or whatever, that he never had a mesukenes. So it implies that it's mutter for a normal person to have a mesukenes. So one could have suggested, Levariye says, why don't we say that? That's why it says a lashon b'diavet. It says a lashon b'diavet to show that it's a midas chasidus to not be shochet a mesukenes, to not rely on any heterim with a mesukenes. So it could be, says Levariye, that Tosos holds like the Rambam, that it's not even an isur lechadchila. The fact that Yecheskel was makbid doesn't even make it a din lechadchila. It's just a chumra precious for dafka for people who are gedolei Yisrael. And in fact, if you're not from the gedolei Yisrael, it's an inappropriate chumra. Not every chumra is necessarily good. Certain chumras would be a violation of yuara for a person who's not holding at that madrego, is not holding on that level of chasidus and precious. So it would be inappropriate to be machmir for those things. The Shoshana Ludavid just suggests that the reason why it says the lashon of b'diavad over here is agav the sefer, that ashochet belaila, that if you shecht belaila and then you find the blood all over the walls, so that's certainly only b'diavad. The chadchila person is not supposed to be shochet belaila. Now on that halacha that the next day you find the blood on the walls, we said that the animal is kasher. So if you remember a while ago, about a week ago, we discussed the psak of the Ramah in Yerodea Simon Chaf Hey, that even though as soon as you shecht the animal, you're supposed to check the simanim to see that you got rov. If for whatever reason you didn't check right away, you dropped the animal, and then you check later, the Rama says you don't have to worry that maybe the rov simanim got split on the dropping of the animal and not right away at the act of shechita. You don't have to be choshish for that. So this is one of the rayas for that. This Gemara is very clear that you didn't check the animal, you were unable to check the animal till the next morning. So obviously you drop the animal, you let go of the animal, and you're only checking the simanim the next morning, and you still see that you're allowed to rely that the animal's kosher. You don't have to assume that rov of the simanim were cut by the shechita. We raised that issue when we discussed the story with the guy that shot the arrow at the flying bird and shechted it that way, and the bird came down. So he said, you see over there also, that he relied on the fact that it was... that he was able to check for rov simanim, obviously after the bird fell to the ground. So after the bird fell to the ground, you don't have to worry that maybe that's what knocked the simanim, that's what finished the job on cutting the rov simanim. You could assume that it was the ma'aseh shechita that cut the rov simanim. So, okay, so the halacha in the Mishnah very clearly is you need pirchus. The definition of pirchus, three shitos in the Mishnah. Well, you know, actually two shitos what pirchus is, and one shita that you don't need pirchus, you just need zinuk hadam. What if it's not mefarches? So then it's a suffik nevela. It can't be a nevela vadai, because we said that if an animal is becheskos bria, it doesn't need pirchus. So you can't say that it's a nevela vadai if it doesn't have pirchus. The Chassam Sofer raises a kasha in his Chuvas in Yerodea Simon Chav. He says, wait a second, if it's a suffik, why would we be machmir? It sounds like without pirchus, we're going to be machmir, because suffik nevela. Doesn't the animal have a chazaka that it's a cheskas chai, and therefore cheskas chai should tell us, the chazaka meikara, that it was b'chayim, should tell us that it died at the last possible moment. What's the chashash that it's a nevela, that it died before you did the shechita? But the cheskas chai would tell you that the last possible moment it could have died was at the shechita. So shouldn't that make it okay? So Chassam Sofer says, no, but there's a counter chazaka. It has a chazaka she'ina zavuach. It had a chazaka that it wasn't shechted either. So you can't say that the chazaka is going to tell you that it died at the shechita, because you have a chazaka that there was no shechita as well. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Musukenes b'may desharia. How do I know that a Musukenes is mutter? Where do we see that a Musukenes is mutter? So before you say where we see Musukenes is mutter, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Everything is mutter until proven usser. The way the Torah works, as Rav Shach Lach pointed out, some people that approach to Pesach is that everything is usser until proven mutter. That's not really the appropriate approach to Pesach. Some people have an approach to Pesach that everything is Aser even after proven Mutter. That's not appropriate either. Everything is not always Aser. Things in Halacha are considered to be Mutter until proven Aser, until the Torah tells us otherwise. So how can you start with such a Kasha? How do I know that it's Mutter? Umi maitesa gadaitan dasira. Why would I think that it's Aser? What's the problem with the Mesukenes? So Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Zos hachaya asher tochelu. asher tochlu. Pasuk says zosa chaya asher tochlu. We darshin chaya achol v'she'enu chaya lo sochal. You can eat an animal that's alive, that was alive, that had that was alive at the time of the shechita, but if it would not have lived, then you cannot eat it. V'amesukenas einu chaya, and a mesukenas is an animal that could not have lived, that would not have lived. So since we see from that pasuk that you can only eat an animal that's a chaya that would have otherwise lived, so from there we would have had a hava amina that a mesukenas is asur to eat. So that's why I need our Mishnah to tell me, and we're going to have some sort. The Gemara is going to raise four possible sources of how I know that a mesukenas is taka mutter, because from that pasuk I would have thought that it's asur. Now, what does that mean? That if it's eina chaya, that if it's that you can't eat it. So the Prima Gadim writes that the din of mesukenas applies even when it's vaday that it's going to die. Meaning, lemaskana, eina chaya is not true. The idea that eina chaya lo sochal, that if it's not going to live, you cannot eat it, is not true la halacha. Because we have four sources that we're going to list in today's daf, that a mesukenas is mutter. Definition of mesukenas is something that's definitely going to die. That's prim gadim in mishpat zav, simin samach tzivkat nal. Definitely going to die, has a din of mesukenas. However, the rishonim that sound not that way. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin Dafayin Ches writes that the whole reason a mesukenas is really mutter, you know, we're going to give sources, but what's the reason that a mesukenas is really mutter? Is because it's not definitely going to die. Sometimes people are dangerously ill and they get better, they have a refuah. So sometimes a behemoth could be a mesukenas and also could have a refuah. And several rishonim all that way, that you have such an idea that someone could be dangerously ill or something could be dangerously ill and still have a refuah. So it's not necessarily that's the whole reason that it's going to be mutter. So exactly defining the mesukenes is somewhat of a challenge. Is the mesukenes something that's definitely going to die, or something that's only likely to die? But be that as it may, the Gemara's kasha still stands. How do I know that it's mutter? After all, the pasuk seems to imply that if it's a nechaya, it's lo sochal. You're not allowed to eat it if it's a nechaya. So the Gemara is going to have four suggestions. Suggestion number one: mida amar rachmana nevela lo sochal. From the fact that the Torah has to tell me that there's such a thing called an Isser Nevela, that implies that a Mesukenes is Mutter. Why? Because if you're going to say that a Mesukenes is Aser, because if a Mesukenes were Aser, that would mean that while it's still alive, it already has the Isser on it. So La'achar Misa, I don't need to be told that now it has an Isser called Nevela. It was already Isser even before it died. So it's a Kal V'chomer. The question is, what exactly is the Kal V'chomer? That just because when it was alive, it was already Isser, that when it's dead, it's also going to be Isser? So the way Rashi explains the Kal V'chomer is, it doesn't make sense that Misa should be a Matir. Shechita is a Matir. But an animal dropping dead should not be a matir. So if already there was an isser while it was alive, it's illogical to assume that when it dies, all of a sudden it's going to become mutter. That's illogical. That's the kal v'chomer, that if when it was alive, it was usser, I don't need the Torah to tell me that a nevela is usser. It's pashut that a nevela is usser. Now, right away, the Gemara could have asked, but wait a second. Not every time an animal is a nevela, is it a direct result of mesukenes? Meaning if you look at Tosos, hash mechay masu lachar misa mibayi, hash to suffer the stam nevela mesukenesi. Right. The assumption is that a nevela is always a mesukenes before it becomes a nevela. So we're saying it's not mistaver that misa is going to make it mutter. But the Gemara right away could have raised the objection, not every time something's in the nevela was it a mesukenes right beforehand. What happens if you went hunting and you killed the animal? It wasn't a mesukenes when the bullet was an inch away from its head. There wasn't anything wrong with the animal. It was omid lamos because there was a bullet about to hit it, but it just went straight from bria to nevela. So why didn't the Gemara ask that question? So the truth is, the Gemara does ask that question. It just takes a while to get there. It's not going to ask that question until Amud Beis, but the Gemara is going to ask that question. So Tosa says that's the Gemara, Enoch Inami, could have asked the question right now. The Gemara is just going to wait till we flesh out a little more in the sugya, and then it will in fact ask that question. But that's the pshat in this Kal V'chomer. Pshat in the Kal V'chomer is that we're assuming every time a behemah is a nevela, it went through the stage of mesukenes first, and then we're saying it's a kal v'chomer that if a mesukenes is aser, kal v'chomer nevela will be aser because misa can't be a matir. But Ein Lefarish Tosa says, there's another way you could have understood this Kal V'Chomer, that you should not understand the Kal V'Chomer. And about 5-6 lines before the lines get wide, it says, Tosa Ein Lefarish, that Filu Efshar Nevela Shalaisa Mesukanis Meikara, that the Kal V'Chomer maybe would stand, even if a Nevela did not have to go through the stage of being a Mesukanis first. Mikol Makom Daik, the Mida Asa Rachman Mesukanis, Mishum Dekrova Lemisa, maybe the Kal V'Chomer isn't that, look, if this animal was already Usr, why would Misa be Matir this animal? No. Maybe the Kal V'Chomer is on a halachic level, not just looking at this animal. It's saying, why is a Mesukenes Usr? Because it's almost dead. Well, then an animal that is dead, all the more so should be Usr. Maybe that's the Kal V'Chomer. If a Mesukenes were Usr, I shouldn't need an Isr Nevel in the Torah, because a Mesukenes that's almost dead is Usr. Kal V'Chomer, a behema that is dead, is Usr. So he says, maybe that's the Kal V'Chomer. He says, Ein Lefarish Kach. Don't say that's the Kal V'Chomer. Dim Kena, my Parak Maskana, Dil Masa Kro Lahach Nevel, Dil Masa Mikach Mesukenes, Meikar Gon Shasa Gistra. Because the Gemara eventually does ask the Kasha that we said it's going to ask, that, wait a second, not every nevela was a Mesukenes first. But what kind of kasha is that if the Kal V'Chomer had nothing to do with the assumption that a nevela has to be a Mesukenes first? The Kal V'Chomer was just based on the idea that a Mesukenes is Asr Mitam, that it's so close to death, so nevela, of course, is going to be Asr because it actually is dead. Then the kasha that not every nevela was a Mesukenes is not really a kasha at all. So the fact that the Gemara is going to ask that kasha shows you that Pshat in the Kal V'Chomer is the way Rashi said it, and not with this other Pshat that a Mesukenes is Asr Mitam, that is close to death. Anyway, so that's the Gemara's first answer as to how I know Mesukenes is mutter. The fact that the Torah has to tell me in Isra Nevela is a raya that a Mesukenes was mutter. Because if a Mesukenes was Usr, I would know from a Kal V'Chomer already that it's that there's an Isra Nevela. So, frankly, Gemara V'Dilma, whatever happened to Milsa Dasi B'Kal V'Chomer Torah because of Lakra? Why doesn't the Gemara say, yeah, that in a Chinami, I would have known it from a Kal V'Chomer, but sometimes things that could be derived from the Kal V'Chomer, the Torah still spells it out anyway. So, in general, you find that Rishonim point out that we only come to that answer, Mil Sadasi B'Kal V'Chomer, Tarach B'Kas V'Lakra, when there are no other options, when we're completely out of options. But there's no other way of explaining it. But over here, we're going to see that there may be other ways of explaining it. So we're assuming that this is a good kasha, that this is a good raya. The fact that the pasuk has to tell me in this nevela shows me that a Mesukenes must be mutter, because if Mesukenes were Usr, I would have derived this nevela from a Kal V'Chomer. So, frek the Gemara, is that really such a good raya though? V'dilma hainu nevela hainu Mesukenes. What is the definition of nevela? So we're used to thinking of the definition of nevela as an animal that died not as a result of shechita, either dropped dead on its own, or you killed it in some other way, an animal that died not as a result of shechita, that's nevela. But frek the Gemara, maybe that's not the definition of nevela. Maybe nevela even includes an animal that's going to die, not as a result of shechita, an animal that's Mesukenes. So maybe this nevela already kicks in while the animal's alive. So the fact that the Torah tells me that there's this nevela is not a raya that Mesukenes is mutter. Maybe when the Torah tells me this nevela, it's telling me that Mesukenes is aser, because Mesukenes is nevela. So it says more lo sal kadai tachtachsiv v'chiyamus min abehim asher hilachem la'achla hanogea b'nivlasa. So we darshan, it says v'chiyamus, and then it talks about nevela. La'achar misu dekari rachman nevela mechayim lo'akri nevela. So you see that an animal is only called a nevela after it dies. When it's still alive, it's not called a nevela. So that can't be, Mesukenes cannot be included in the definition of nevela. Frek the Gemara v'dilma liola meimalach hainu nevela, hainu Mesukenes, mechayim ba'aseilach remisa b'lav. Now maybe Mesukenes is included in the lashon of nevela. When the Torah starts speaking about nevela lachremisa, telling me that there's a losa save nevela lachremisa, maybe what the Torah is telling me is that there's an additional iser la Achramisa, that when it's a Mesukenes, it's already called a Nevela, and that's an Isra Seh, that you're not supposed to have a Mesukenes. That's an Isra Seh, Zosachaya Shatochlu, if it's a Nechaya, you can't eat it, and that's the Isra of Mesukenes. And after it dies, so then you have an additional Losaseh. So basically, answer number one of how I know Mesukenes is Mutter, that I know it from the fact that there exists an Isra of Nevela, doesn't work. because the fact that there exists in this Rav Nevela may include Mesukenes as well. So says the Gemara, answer number two. How do I know Mesukenes is Aser? El midam rachmana treifa lo sochal. The fact that the Torah tells me that I'm not allowed to eat a treifa. The Torah says treifa lo sochelu. It doesn't really say lo sochal, it says lo sochelu. But either way, the point is the same. The fact that there's an iser to eat a treifa. In fact, when we quote nevela lo sochal, that's not a pasuk either. There's no pasuk that says nevela lo sochal. The pasuk says lo sochlu kol nevela. It's not nevela lo sochal. But anyway, the fact that the Torah, what the Gemara means, says the fact that the Torah has to tell me that there exists such an iser. The fact that the Torah has to tell me there's such an iser called treifa mechal de mesukenes sharia. That implies that a mesukenes is mutter. Why? Dis al kadai tuk mesukenes asira. Because if we say that a mesukenes is if a mesukenes that doesn't have any known pegam in any of its evarim, there's no hole in its lung, there's nothing in its heart, there's no known pegam, it's just a sickly animal, that's going to be aser. So of course a treifa where there's a known pegam in one of its evarim, so that for sure is going to be aser. But with the fact that the Torah needs to tell me a treifa is aser implies that anything less than a treifa is mutter, that a mesukenes is mutter. Frankly, Gemara, but again though, how's that a raya? V'dilma hainu treifa hainu mesukenes. Maybe the definition of treifa includes not just when there's a known pegam in one of its evarim, but also when it's a mesukenes. V'lavar olav ba'asei v'los asei. And it's that the isra of treifa, the isra asei of treifa kicks in as soon as the animal becomes a mesukenes. Once it has a hole in its lung, then it's a los asei also. But it's all part of the definition of treifa. So says Gemara, no, because I'm Cain, nevela the kasav rachmana lamali. Then I wouldn't need the pasuk to tell me the isra nevela, because again, what was the whole reason we said we need the isra nevela? To add a los haseh after it dies. But if you're going to say that it's already a treifa before it dies, if it's already a los asei and an asei before it dies, so what do I need a los asei for after it dies? So says Gemara, well, still, v'dilma hainu nevela, hainu treifa, hainu mesukenes, v'lavar olav b'shnei lavin v'asei. Maybe mesukenes can both be a nevela and a treifa, and they're all the same thing. And the thing is, when it's a mesukenes, it has an isra asei. It then becomes a treifa, it has a los asei and an asei. It then dies, it becomes a nevela, two los asseis and an assei. And it's all part of the same process. So bottom line is, we're still, I kept saying we're going to have four, we're going to have five explanations. Sorry, I miscounted. We're going to have five explanations of how I know mesukenes is mutter. So the second explanation of how I know mesukenes is mutter is invalid. It can't be based on the yisur treifa. It could all be part of the same process. Treifa may include mesukenes. Ella... So says the Gemara, third possibility of how I know Mesukenes is mutter, El Mehacha. V'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa ya'asal kol malachava chol osochluhu. Va'amar mar, l'may hilchsa amra Torah. What's the Torah telling me? That you're not allowed to have chelev nevela or chelev of a trefa. Chelev of a kosher animal you're not allowed to have. Chelev is aser. There are two types of fats in an animal. Shuman is mutter, chelev is aser. So why would it need to tell me chelev nevela, chelev of a trefa I'm not allowed to have? Of course I'm not allowed to have chelev nevela, chelev of a trefa. So what it's coming to tell me is Yavo Isra Nevela V'yachol Al Isra Chelev. Yavo Isra Trefa V'yachol Al Isra Chelev. Which Isra came first? The Isra Chelev or the Isra Nevela Trefa? So you have a baby cow that's born, it's a calf, it's totally healthy, everything's fine, it already has an Isra Chelev. When it has Chelev in its system, the Isra Chelev exists. The Isra Nevela came along later when it died. The Isra Trefa came along when it got sick. Some other Isra came along later. So I might have thought that the Isra Nevela, the Isra Trefa could never take hold because it already has an Isra on that Chelev, because it already has an Isra Chelev. Kamash Malone, when you eat that Chelev, you're not only violating the Isra of Chelev, you're violating the Isra Nevela, the Isra of Trefa as well. That Isra Chala Lisser in this circumstance. So there is a general machlokas in the Gemara whether Isra Chala Lisser be Isra Kolel, that when a second Isser is more inclusive than the first Isser, do we say Ein Isser Chal Isser still, or do we assume that the Isser will be Chal Isser? So over here, the Isser of Chalev is only on the fatty parts of the animal, the forbidden fatty parts of the animal. The Isser Nevela, the Isser Treif is on the entire animal, even the Basar. So that's a perfect example of an Isser Kolel. So depending on what you hold in that Machlokas, you could read this Gemara in two ways. If you hold Ein Isser Chal Isser Afilu Bisser Kolel, that even when it's a more inclusive, still you wouldn't say Isser Chal Isser. So over here you say the Isser is Chal because you have a pasuk that teaches me that this is an exception. right? The pasuk is here to teach an exception. If you hold ein iser chalal iser be iser kolal, that the iser won't be. That I'm sorry, you hold iser chalal iser be iser kolal, the iser will be chal al iser be iser kolal. This pasuk is coming to teach me that rule, and from here you could derive to kolat arukula. So the pasuk is either teaching me the rule or the exception. So either way, we know what the halacha is here, and it's not going to affect what you hold in the rest of shas, because this pasuk is either here to teach me the rule or here to teach me the exception. But the bottom line is, what's a raya? If trefa in fact were mesukenes, lichtov rachmana chelav neveli yasal lekol malacha vechelav trefa lo sochluhu. Vana amina, and I would say as follows: let the pasuk say that you don't need an iser, you don't need the chelav of a trefa. And I would say umma mechayim asi iser trefa chayla iser chelav. Meaning, all the pasuk would have had to tell me was the iser chelav vis-a-vis a trefa. Didn't have to tell me that there's an Isser Chelev on a Nevela. I would have known on my own that if the Isser Trefa can be Chal on the already existing Isser Chelev, Lachar Misa Mibai, then of course the Isser Nevela could also be Chal on the already existing Isser of Chelev. So the fact that the Torah has to tell me nevela, that implies that trefa is not a mesukenes. That the definition of trefa is not a mesukenes, memela mesukenes is mutter. Again, from the fact that it all goes back to what we said before, that the fact that it has to say trefa is aser teaches me that mesukenes is mutter as long as mesukenes is not actually trefa. So what we just proved from the way the Torah formulates the Yisrof Chelev is that mesukenes is not part of the definition of trefa. Memela, the fact that there is an iser of trefa, tells me that mesukenes is mutter. So maskev l'mar baravashi v'dum liol me'im l'achanu trefa and mesukenes. Now maybe you can go back to say that trefa mesukenes is already a trefa. Udekam nevela because of rachman alamali. Ah, you ask the kasha, why then do I need an iser of nevela if it's already aser belos aser from mesukenes? Lahach nevela delo asya mikoch mesukenes. So this was the kasha that Tosos alluded to before, that the Gemara was going to ask, that maybe the Isser of Nevela and the Isser of Mesukenes are not, maybe Mesukenes already is a trefa, but Nevela and Mesukenes are not necessarily two steps in the same process. Not every time the animal becomes a Nevela, did it have to pass through the stage of Mesukenes? What if you just chop the animal in half? You take a sword and you cut it in half. So the animal is never a mesukenes. It went straight from being a healthy animal. You chopped it in half, and now it's a nevela. So you can't darshan anything about why I need the iser nevela to come along once I already have an iser mesukenes / trefa. No, nevela is not necessarily didn't necessarily pass through the stage of being a mesukenes first. So says Gemara, Hasam Nami EF should love Mesukenes Porta Mikami Lufsak Laruba. Gemara is a Chiddush that it's always a Mesukenes before it becomes a Nevela. Because what's going to happen? The animal's going to, if the animal dies on its own, the plots is on its own, so then Vadai, it was a Mesukenes beforehand. The animal had a heart condition or whatever that you didn't know about. It looked healthy, but it died of a heart attack on its own. So Vadai, it was a Mesukenes beforehand. But even if you chop it in half, when you're in the middle of doing the chopping, the moment before it died, it obviously was at a very dangerous stage. If you cut it, I mean, had you stopped the chopping before you cut all the way through, so maybe the animal wouldn't have died, but the animal would have been very near death at some point. So it always becomes a mesukenes before it becomes a nevela. Fine, so the Gemara is going to have to suggest, another reason of how I know, another source for how I know that mesukenes is in fact mutter. V'ibay seima imkein lema chelev nevela utrefa. Chelev chelev lamali zui shein chel b'cholok mi besara v'yesh l'acheres shechel b'cholok mi besara v'ezuzum mesukenes. The formulation of how the Torah tells me a chelev nevela and a chelev trefa zaser, Torah could have used the word chelev once. Tell me chelev nevela trefa, you're not allowed to eat. Why does it have to say chelev nevela and chelev trefa? Why does it have to say chelev nevela v'chelev trefa yasal l'kol b'lacha v'cholos uchlu? It has to use the word chelev twice. The fact that he uses the word chelev twice is there for a drasha, to tell me that by a nevela and a trefa, there's a difference where there's no chilek between the chelev and the basar. They're both going to be asr. but there's another animal that's somewhat similar to a nevela and somewhat similar to a treifa, but the basar is going to be mutar, only the chelev is going to be asar. What's that animal? A mesukenes. Mesukenes, the basar of mesukenes is mutar. Chelev is obviously asar because the chelev of every animal is asar. So there's such an animal that's similar to a nevela, similar to a treifa, but not quite either one of them, and the chelev and the basar are going to have different halachos. So that's where we see that a mesukenes is taka mutar. And on second thought, that really is the third answer. The what we said before, elamei hachel, was really just revitalizing the second answer. So I was right the first time. There are four total answers. That's the third answer. Fourth answer now, and final answer of how do I know Mesukenes is Mutter? Maybe we learn it from the following. Va'omer, Yecheskel says, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do particularly, Yecheskel had to do demonstrations with his nevuos a lot of times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to, you know, the Valley of Dry Bones. He had a lot of things that he had to do, certain demonstrations. So one of the demonstrations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to do was to cook using human excrement as fuel. So it was a very gruesome kind of request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And Yecheskel's taina back was, I'm a Kadosh V'Tahar. How could you ask me to do such a thing? I'm so careful about what I put into my body. I'm so careful about what I eat. There's no Timtum Alev on me. I'm always... So part of Yecheskel's taina back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Va'omar, Aha, Hashem Elokim, Hine Nafshi Lo... I never ate any of this stuff. I've always been so good. So what's he saying in each of those phrases? What have I not done? Hine nafshi lo mituma. What does that mean? Shloherharti b'yom lovely day tuma b'layla. That I never had hirur b'yom. I never had hirurim during the daytime. That caused me to have tuma at nighttime. That caused me to become a balkari at nighttime. Now, if the assumption is, and the assumption is, the whole premise of our Gemara is, that Yecheskel was saying, look how Kadosh V'Tahar I am, not look that I'm an observant Jew, that I'm an Orthodox Jew. He's saying, I do things that are chumras. I'm such a big machmir that I'm not mahar b'yom and yavol de tuma b'layla. So Frek Tosfos, what do you mean? That's a chumrah? That's a din? That's a requirement midaraisa? It's an issa daraisa to be mahar b'yom. So says Tosfos, shloher harti b'yom v'im tomar. May rabusei d'Yecheskel? What's the great chiddush of Yecheskel? V'alo kol adam nami aser. That's aser for anybody. Kedam perek amim seks avod zar perek narshus bata. It says it twice in Shas, avod zar dav chav, ksub estav mem vav, v'nishmarta mikol dav ra, shlo yah Har b'yom. Nishmatim mikol davarav means a person should not be mahar b'yom and yavali de tuma b'layla. That leads to. There's also a separate isra, by the way, of l'sasur achrei enechem. That's also an isra of hirur. L'sasur achrei enechem is also. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that the difference between the isra of nishmatim mikol davarav and l'sasur achrei enechem is that nishmatim mikol davarav only applies to men. Because it's yavali de tuma b'layla, it's only someone who's capable of tumas keri. L'sur achrei enechem applies to both men and women. But Rav Moshe's mechadesh, just parenthetically, I'll mention Rav Moshe's mechadesh that l'sur achrei enechem is only when you have the ability or the potential to act on that hirur. When it's just stam, you see something, but there's no chance of acting on that hirur, so then he doesn't think that it's going to be a violation of the surah rei nechem. And the shmartim mi kol davraz, even if you're not going to act on the hirur, the act of hirur alone is going to be maybe l'day tumah b'layla. So that's already going to be isur. So maybe nafkaminas between men and women. That's why there may be reason to be more. If you come up with a situation where a woman will see something, but there's no potential to act in a negative way on that hirur, if you can come up with such a hechitimtsa, which maybe you can, then you can come up with a situation where it will be woman, mutter for a woman, asr for a man. But short of that, it's just as asr for a woman to have l'sur achrei nechem as it is for a man. But this from the Shmartim called the Vraz, dafka nisr for a man, but it is an isr. It's a real din. It's not stam a chumra for kedoshim and tahorim and chasidim and whatever. So says Tosos, Yeshlomar, dafilu hachi chashav le'rabusha, it's still a chiddush. There's some isurim that even though they're an isur, it's still a chiddush if you observe it. Mishum damrin perik et pashut, shloshu dvarim ein adam nitzel mehem b'chol yom, here aver v'loshen hara, v'iyun tfila. There are three things that people violate every single day, even though it is actually yasir. Meaning if a person tells you, they say about the Chafetz Chaim, that he never ever spoke Lashon Hara his entire life, so that's still a chiddush. Even though, what do you mean? He never ate nevelos and treifas either his entire life. No, but we all never ate nevelos. A lot of people never ate nevelos and treifas their entire life. The fact that he never spoke Lashon Hara is a chiddush, even though it's a din, because it's so much more challenging, it's so much more difficult to avoid the isser of hirur. What's interesting is that Minishmartim called Avraz is a pasuk on the Torah. It sounds like an Issa d'Oraisa. Most of the Rishonim understand that it is in fact an Issa d'Oraisa. It's not just an Asmachta, which turns out Beis Shmuel points out in Eben Ezer and Simon Chaf Aleph that if a person is Nogea B'derech Chiba, let's say a person B'derech Chiba touches a Pnuya, a single girl, Nogea B'derech Chiba. So what's his worst Isser in doing that? Meaning, what did he violated two things. Number one, the Isra of Negiah, and number two, the Isra of Hirhur, probably, that came along with the Negiah. It turns out that the Isra of Hirhur was worse than the Isra of Negiah, because the Negiah B'derech Chiba was probably only Midrabanan. The Isra of Hirhur was an Isra D'Oraisa. So it turns out that the Hirhur could sometimes be worse. The thing is, Negiah B'derech Chiba can't happen without Hirhur. So it's always going to have the Isra D'Oraisa associated with it as well. But the Isra of Hirhur is so strong that it's actually the greater Isra than the Isra of Negiah. I think I wrote about this in my article on co-education. Shmir Seinai, it must be the article on Shmir Seinai. Some co-education also. So says Mar Vayter, Unuvelu Trefalo Achalti Minu Urai. Then Yecheskel says, and you know what else? I never ate Nuvelus of Trefus. What does that mean? Shalachalti Basar Kuskus Meolam. I never ate Kuskus meat. What's that mean? So Rashi explains, Kuskus means Shachot Shachot. Meat that they have to say, quick, Shachta, because it's going to die soon. It's a Mesukenes. So Yecheskel brags, I never ate Mesukenes meat before in my life. So that implies the Gemara's whole raya is going to be from the fact that Yecheskel says that he never ate it, implies that it's only a chumrah, but that really technically it is mutter to eat meat that they're shecht because it's mesukenes. V'loba b'fi, but we just continue with the pasuk anyway to darshan what he's talking about. V'loba b'fi basar pigul. What did that mean? Shalachalti mi behemah shor b'chacham. Another din that he never ate from a behemah that required the psak of a chacham to make it mutter. Mishum Rabbi Nosson Amar shalachalti mi behemah shalachum. Rabbi Nosson said, no, I never ate from meat that they didn't take out the matnas kahuna from it first. So Fractosus, the Gemara later on, is going to say Daf Kuflam Beis, that if you eat from meat that they didn't take the matanos out, it's as if you ate tevel, meaning that that's a real isser. So even if Yecheskel is a kohen, it's a real isser. What's he bragging about? So Tosus says it must be that that shita holds that it's not referring to behemah shalom matnasah, like the first understanding behemah shahor b'chacham, that that's what he was bragging about. But in achinami behemah shalom matnasah, if you hold that it's taka an isser, that wouldn't be what Yecheskel was bragging about. So anyway, but what's our raya? Iyam pishlam sharia hain rabu sidi cheskel. If you say that mesukenes is mutter, I understand the chiddush of cheskel. Iyam ritasira my rabu sidi cheskel. But if you can say it's asur, then what's the great chiddush of cheskel that cheskel managed to avoid violating that isser? That's if it's an isser, of course cheskel avoided violating that that isser. Now, on this idea of behema shahar b'chacham, so it's important to realize when you say behema shahar b'chacham, it doesn't mean any time that I didn't know the answer and I had to go and get a psak halacha. The Rishonim point out, the Meiri points out, that behema shahar b'chacham means that you brought the shayla to the chacham and there was no afna din in the Gemara that tells you one way or the other whether it's mutter or aser. The chacham needed to make a judgment call. He needed to make a tzushtal of some sort to try to figure out what the din would be. That's a hurra'ah. But let's say I dropped a little bit of milk into chicken soup, and I came to the Chacham, and the Chacham said, well, how much milk was it? One drop. How much chicken soup was it? A massive pot of chicken soup. And the Chacham would say, well, you should know there's a din called Bittul B'shishim. So the chicken soup is perfectly kosher. That's not behemah shor b'chacham. That's a clear din. There's such a din called bittul, and that's not. There's no such thing as being machmir. It's such a din. That's what the Pischi Tshuva writes in Yerdeh Sim Kufta Zayin in the name of the Solus Amincha, that someone who wants to be knowing an iser by something that you don't find that Amoraim were machmir with, like bittul b'shishim. It's apikorsus yatzeschara b'efseido. You have to believe in the Torah Shebal Peh and what the Tanaim and Amoraim taught us. They taught us a din of bittul b'shishim. You observe the din of bittul b'shishim. That means that it's taka mutter b'di'evan. Again, not allowed to be mevatalis l'chachila, but it is 100% mutter b'di'evan. It's nothing to discuss on a b'di'evan level. Let's just go a little further. Heichida misukenes. What is the definition of misukenes? Some Rabbi Yudam Rav kol shema amidin osave ino medes. If you try to stand the animal up and it doesn't stand, Rabbi Chanina bar Shlami mishmei de Rav amar afilu achalas b'kayos. This is true even if it eats wood chips. It's strong enough to eat wood chips, but but it's, it can't stand on its own. It's a mesukenes. Rami bar Yochai's kolamar afilu ochalis koros. Even if it eats wood beams, if it can't stand on its own, it's a mesukenes. The Surah Masniyachi, that's the way they taught the definition of mesukenes in Surya. The Pemdisa Masniyachi and Pemdisa, they taught similarly, but in the following nusach. Heich damya mesukenes, amar avila marav, kol shema amidin osaveno medes, vafilu ochalis pekayos. If you try to stand it up, and it will not stand up, even if it eats wood chips, Rami bar Yochai's kolamar afilu ochalis Koros. Rami bar Yochai says, even if it needs beams, that's the definition of Mesukenes. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up tomorrow.